Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here, and joining us on the line now is the head girls basketball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Mark Henderson, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, Quinn.
So as we take a look at your team as we come into the holiday break, your squad sitting with a record of 3-4. You ended things on a positive note before break with a 41-37 win over West Marshall back on the 19th. And this is a team I know coming into the year we talked about how a lot of girls were back from last year's team that had gotten pretty valuable varsity experience. And this definitely appears to be a deep team in terms of how many players you're willing to go off the bench and play meaningful minutes. It just through the first half of the season, just what have you and the staff seen from these girls that have stood out to you in some areas that you feel that you guys are close to really improving on?
Yeah, I think, you mentioned that West Marshall game, and I think we really learned some things about ourselves that game, especially. You know, we were down as much as 13 in the second quarter. And, had a great second half. We kind of switched some things up at halftime and changed up how we wanted to especially run our offense, maybe did some things we hadn't even really practiced. And I think maybe that kind of unlocked a little bit of where we might go going forward with the offense, just kind of open things up a little bit more for both for driving lanes and try to get Tessa, some better looks inside. And so I think we are figuring some things out offensively. And I think all along we've been pretty solid defensively. But again, that especially against West Marshall there and a couple other games, we did a little more full court press. And I think that brings some, a little bit more energy to our team. And so I think that's something you'll see more of out of us in the second half of the season. I think the girls like that, and anything we can do to maybe, force some turnovers, get some easy points in transition is going to help us a lot as well.
And you talk about Tessa Skartwee. She's one of two that have really stood out here to start the year. The other one being Emma Lammers, who has definitely taken a big step forward on both ends of the floor here as a sophomore. And when you look at those two, Tessa definitely on the defensive end, I think she's made huge strides on the defensive end as well as the offensive end. And Emma, as we talked about as well, just from those two in particular, what has allowed them to improve as much as they have here through the first half of the season?
Yeah, I think – starting with Tessa, like you said, I think she is legitimately a really good defensive, post player here in our conference. I think, there's maybe only one or two girls that can go toe-to-toe with her inside. I think Tessa, honestly, I saw it in volleyball season two. I think she's just worked on her strength and athleticism, jumping, speed, all that stuff. And she's just become a more well-rounded athlete, and that's shown up on the basketball court too, And then Emma's made some, like you said, some big strides for us. She really has worked a lot on her shot outside of just our practice time. That was pretty evident early on. Our first game of the year, she made six threes. So she's stepped up big time there in her, on the offensive side of things. And then defensively, I talked with her all last year in the summer. I knew she could be a really good defender, a real pest, as a guard, taking the other team's point guard. And I think she's starting to figure things out. Sometimes I kind of forget she's only a sophomore. And so some of the stuff is still relatively new to her, but I think both of them have kind of taken on leadership roles as well. And so it's been good to see the growth that those girls have had.
And as we look at the schedule coming out of the holiday break, your team hits the ground running with a big one coming up on that second day of January when you host PCM, a top 10 PCM team in 3A, to open up the post-Thanksgiving slate. But after that, I see a lot of opportunity on the schedule. You take on Perry down in Des Moines at the Casey Center on January 6th. You host St. Edmund in a makeup. You host Greene County, Southeast Valley before conference play kind of starts all over again with Nevada and St. Al, so on and so forth. So looking at this schedule, at least for the first half of the month of January. You know, obviously, I think a lot of opportunity in that schedule. You know, what do you see from this stretch coming up, and what's the expectation from you and the staff and the players going into this first half of the January?
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think there's a lot of opportunity out there. Like you said, a real challenge with PCM as our first game back. But, you know, there's some things on film that I think we'll try against them that maybe they haven't seen yet this year. And you know, if we can shoot the ball like we did, you know, in that our first game of the year or in the second half against West Marshall, you know, I think we can maybe hang with them, you know, and try to cause them some fits. And then, yeah, the schedule going forward after that, like you said, there's a lot of teams that I think we are right on level with or you know, maybe should even be favored against. But I do think that even some of the teams that were maybe in the bottom half of the conference last year have really improved. You know, Greene County's a lot better than they were last year, and Perry kept getting better as the year went on last year. So I don't think any of them are going to be, you know, last year you go into a Greene County game and it's like, okay, we don't have to play our best and we are still going to probably win this game. I think this year, you know, we need to come ready to play every night, and I think that's great. But I think our girls are up for the challenge. And like I said, you know, I think we figured out a lot of things about ourselves in that last game before break. So I'm looking forward to it. I think there's a lot of reason to be excited here about the next, you know, couple weeks.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the slate beginning on January 2nd against PCF.
You bet. I appreciate it, Quinn.
Yep, that was Mark Henderson, the head girls basketball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with more after this on 95.7 FM.